January 21, 2021, it's OI for Pedro Show.
the of the painted dog. It's a jolly day, the news is spreading all around the hall. Red Riding Hood and Buster Brown and Jump and Jack jump into town. From far and near, they're coming here. Church bells ringing, bringing all the little dollies from the Follies with their painted cheeks. Well, Mom and Dad have been busting around for weeks and weeks. Shoo the blues, no time to lose. Rice and shoes will spread the news. It's a holiday, today's the wedding of the little painted doll. Here come the bridesmaids, look at them in their places. Look at their fancy laces. Look at them smile, all their sorrows away. Here comes the bride now, look at the little beauty, look at the little cutie. Look at the little doll, it's her wedding day. Here's a preacher man, and look, and he's got his little black book. He is sure he knows his stuff, cause he's done it often enough. Here comes the bridegroom, ready for the service, just a little nervous. Now the preacher says, you're married Tuesday. It's a holiday, today's the wedding of the painted doll. It's a jolly day, the news is spreading all around the hall. Red Riding Hood and Buster Brown, they jump and Jack jump into town. From far and near, they're coming here. Church bells ringing, bringing all the little dollies from the Follies with their painted cheeks. Mama doll been buzzing around for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. Shoo the blues, no time to lose. Rice and shoes will spread the news. It's a holiday, today's the wedding of the little painted doll.
Watch the Pedro Show. Happy Thursday. Started off the show with John Coltrane doing My Shining Hour. And then we had Peter Stanfield with Swangin'. And Brother Matt, you know, because we're in quarantino mode, he's still at the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point. But I'm not totally man alone because of those genius software engineers in Estonia with their Skype invention. I got Mr. Peter Stanfield with me. Welcome aboard, Peter.
Why, thank you. Glad to be here.
Right. And you're talking to me from New York City?
Yes.
What part?
Oh, I'm in Soho.
Soho, so Manhattan.
Yeah, Manhattan, you know, like my wife and I moved in 78, which is why we can afford to be here.
Yeah. True that. So, Peter, let's go way back. I mean, you've been doing music a long time. It's such a huge honor for me to get to talk with you. But what is your earliest musical recollection?
When I was about 2 years old, I sang to my mommy while I sat on the potty.
And you remember that, huh?
I sang, in fact, one of the songs I sang was the 1911 song of the 100 songs, Put Your Arms Around Me, Honey, Hold Me Tight.
Right.
Which is, which has a weird incestuous vibe to it.
Yeah, a little bit. But, you know, yeah, life is complicated. Peter, where was this? Where did you grow up?
Milwaukee.
Ah, home of Liberace.
Home of Liberace, and, actually Liberace's from West Allis, which is a encapsulated... West Allis is surrounded by Milwaukee, actually. It's still autonomous strangely, Anna Hildegard, I think, is from there as well as Billy Mitchell, the one of the founders of the United States Air Force. He's the
Billy Mitchell, right, right. He was court-martialed for saying battleships are over. The bombers are going to beat them.
Exactly, exactly. Okay. Yes.
Okay. I got some memory left a little bit. So, in Milwaukee, in the house that you grew up, was there musical instruments, Peter?
No, none. I got a violin when I was 10 years old from the people next door, an old couple that gave me a violin from their attic. And back then, they sent people around to all the kids' houses in about third grade with a book of instruments saying, which one would you want to learn to play? And they would give you lessons. This is like public education in the old days. And I was sick with some childhood disease, either measles, mumps, or chicken pox. And I was hallucinating because I was delirious. And I've been thinking about either the trumpet or the violin, because saber dance was a big hit back then, and I loved saber dance on the radio. That was a trumpet. But when the guy brought the book in front of me with the pictures, the violin had more more intense old rainbow hallucinations coming from it than anything else. So obviously, my choice was clear. But the teacher, the goddamn teacher, this evil bastard, like, there were like 15 10-year-old kids in the class, right? And after two lessons, he arranges everybody in three rows. And people kept traipsing through that room for some reason. I have no idea why. And he would explain every time someone came through that the last row are geniuses. They are geniuses. He's waving his hands. And then the next row is less expensive. They're all right. They're learning. And then, but the first row, and they start slapping his foot. Failures! They are failures!
What an asshole.
Can you imagine doing this to like 10-year-old kids?
Yeah, I was going to say traumatic experience.
Yeah, I begged and pleaded to quit taking lessons, which they finally let me do. I mean, it was just, I won't go into any more details, but like it was like the world was trying to make me hate music. Like we'd have to sing these songs in class, like in Bonnie, Betsy, Blue-Eyed, Molly, Molly, come and join the April Folly, Folly, and all these, you know, and like embarrassing songs, and I would try to mouth them, and you're not singing, you're just mouthing the word, you gotta actually, like, forcing us to sing these stupid songs. There are some good songs too, I liked Skippy the Frog, and that was a good one, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But, anyway, it was in so many ways, it was like the world was conspiring to make me hate music, but I triumphed.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, the problem was the teacher, and I found this, you know, I've had a lot of guests on the show, and it seems teachers can really make or break the musical experience.
Oh, teachers can make or break any experience.
Any experience, yeah, yeah, you're right. So, Peter, how did you get on banjo?
I used to hate banjo. I thought banjos were stupid. And then I first heard a banjo, but I didn't know it was a banjo. And the Weavers, Chana, Chana, Chana.
Oh, yeah.
Was the flip side of Goodnight, Irene. And the song really knocked me out when I heard the radio. What is this? It's great. And I didn't realize that was a five-string banjo there. But then, I was going to be one of the first kids in the family, the first kid to go to college. My background's lower middle class.
Yeah.
And after the second month of college, I discovered Bohemia and folk music. And I heard Pete Seeger and Bluebirds at the same time. And I became aware of the five-string banjo, and the first time I heard it, I realize that I had to play that. I mean, like, I didn't think about it. I just like knew it. It was very weird. And being a procrastinator, I didn't really start taking lessons until 1958. I first heard banjo in October of 56. So that was when I first heard banjo.
And where did you buy your first banjo?
Banjo.
I bought it in Milwaukee. It was a aluminum body Vega, which someone put Scruggs bags on, which is kind of weird. and then I took it to, this is in 58. I went to San Francisco in May. I had a 46 Ford coupe that was customized. It was like, decked and shaved and metallic blue paint. I didn't do it. I bought it from the guy that did. And I drove to San Francisco in May to see what this beach stuff was all about. And my thought was I couldn't stay there because it would be like going to Paris in 1925. It would be cliche, right?
Right.
And I was 19 years old and didn't want to do anything that was cliche, right? What a jerk. Anyway, I ended up in Compton, California, of course.
Compton, down in Southern California.
Yeah, yeah. My grandmother lived there. And I stayed with my grandma in Compton. I would go to Los Angeles on the light rail, found a music store that was headed by the guy that was the weird instrument wrangler for Spike Jones. I was like, can I touch the hem of your garment, sir?
Yeah, yeah. That was a crazy band, Spike Jones. Oh, man.
I revered past tense and present tense Spike Jones. Absolutely one of my big heroes. Anyway, there was a sign on the board, banjo lessons. I found a banjo teacher there. And he took me to this guy named Herman the Hermit, who was Father Herman Stone, the father of Clippy Stone. Clippy Stone was a second or third tier Western swing band leader out there. And Herman, his father, learned to play banjo from his father, who learned to play banjo from his father, who learned to play banjo from the slaves on his plantation.
Wow.
And, yeah, I mean, this is like, we're talking like a really unbroken circle land here.
Yeah, absolutely. And
he had about 100 banjos, and he's had a heart attack.
100 banjos?
Yeah! See, he was selling them, so.
Oh, okay, okay.
He sold me this Paramount Model C, which is the one he actually played himself, for $150.
Now, this is your second banjo. Did you bring the one from Milwaukee out west?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. That was the one that really... And anyway, it was $150, which is what I paid for my customized Ford. So I sold the Ford, bought the banjo.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, the circle wasn't broken.
Now you have two banjos at this time, and you're taking lessons from them?
I'm taking lessons from this guy, yeah. Yeah, and I was a very slow learner. I'm a slow learner, but I persevere, which is like the best thing you can do as a person trying to do anything is to persevere.
Absolutely, that's sage advice, Peter. I want to play "Wedding of the Painted Doll."
Oh, cool.
Holiday, today's a wedding of the painted doll. It's a jolly day, the news is spreading all around the hall. Red Riding Hood and Buster Brown and Jump and Jack jump into town. From far and near, they're coming here. Church bells ringing, bringing all the dollies from the Follies with their painted cheeks. Well, Mom and Doll been busting around for weeks and weeks. shoe the blues, no time to lose. Rice and shoes will spread the news. It's a holiday today, the wedding of the faded doll. Here comes the bridesmaids, look at them in their places, look at their fancy laces. Look at them smile. Oh, there's sorrow away. Here comes the bride now. Look at the little beauty. Look at the little cutie. Look at the little doll. It's her wedding day. Here's a preacher man. And look. And he's got his little black book. He is sure he knows this stuff, cause he's done it often enough. Here comes the bridegroom, ready for the service, just a little nervous. Now the preacher says, you're married Tuesday. It's a holiday, today's the wedding of the painted doll. It's a jolly day, the news is spread all around the hall. Red Riding Hood and Buster Brown, the jump and Jack jump into town. From far and near, they're coming here. Church bells ringing, bringing all the little dollies from the valleys with their painted cheeks. Mama doll been buzzing around for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. Shoo the blues, no time to lose. Rice and shoes will spread the news. It's a holiday, today's the wedding of the little painted doll.
Man, I got a plan against y'all. Man, I got a plan against y'all. Man, I got a plan against. 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 Man, I got a plan against y'all. Man, I got a plan against. Man, I got a plan against. Man, I got a plan against y'all. Big flow. Man, I got a plan against. 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 God. Faithful. Say we can manifest it all. Chance to flow in the sin. Now, what's right time or fall? Man, I got a plan against. 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 Man, I got a plan against God. Man, I got a plan against. Get squad, all cost, all time, all cry. Man, I got a plan against. 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 Get a silly scout.
Breaking bread.
Wofford Pedro Show. That's Peter Stamfill starting off that chunk of music with Wedding of the Painted Doll. Then we had Model Holden, brand new album, Plan Against. Kay Salita after that with Petra Hayden and her brother Paul, Avoidin'. Biscuit Mouth from England with A Very Pleasant Knife. Foodie from Osaka, Japan. All You Can Eat, Brahms Prendon. Same area, Model Homes from D.C. Atmosphere, Fantasia on a Theme by Vaughn Williams from Nielsen. The Leyden Jars, Farfisa Line. And then finally, Peter Stamfill with Rave On. Peter, what was the first gig that first you gig did with your banjo?
I'm sorry, say that again.
What was the first gig you did with your banjo?
It was a... at University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, there was a foreign students club, and one of the people that introduced me to Bohemia, there was a couple, Karen and Bernie, and Rob Hunter, not the Rob Hunter from the Grateful Dead, they were the three bohos that I met, and Bernie played classical and flamenco guitar, and he was going to play for this international college group, and asked me to play banjo, which I'd just been doing for a short time. I could just do some sloppy instrumentals, and after I did, immediately all these girls came up, and I thought, my God, this is amazing. Like, I never had a bunch of girls come up before. And I mean, when I started playing banjo, my life totally changed. It was like a flip was like a flip was switched. Very good. And my life started to be basically good, as opposed to kind of crappy in a lot of ways.
So that gig was a success.
Like the first guy said was, I'm the comic relief, and everyone went after him and broke the ice.
Now, you were alone, right? It was a man alone, a command performance. When did you start playing with other people?
I started playing with other people. Well, I started playing with my friend Rob, who taught me how to play. And when I got to New York, there were all kinds of people to play with there.
Right.
And that's when I really started playing with people a lot. And in short order, we formed a band, the McGrundy's Old Timey Wool Thumpers.
That's a name. And what was the first gig like of that?
Oh, my God. It was at a Jewish girls' home for bad girls.
Okay.
Like, there was a mental hospital called Hillside where Jewish parents would send their delinquent girls. When they had been in Hillside long enough, they were moved to a halfway house in Brooklyn. And these are some cool girls. And like one of them actually, at the age of 19, screwed Dave Van Ronk in a coffin. we're talking hip girls, right?
Well, where was the coffin?
They had Little Richard records and Flatten Scruggs records, you know, hip girls. Yeah, so anyway, there was a matron, there was a woman in charge, and she was, and these girls hired, like lined it up so that we could play for the parents' night. All the parents came. It was like parents come to see their bad girls' night, you know. So we were the entertainment, you know, the very, very first paying gig. So we had this thing worked out where we'd always do Lost City Rambler song, we did Dallas Rag, and we had this bit, there's like a little part where there's a 3D pause.
Yeah.
Like first time it's a little banjo thing. Second time it's a little, you know, mandolin thing. And the third time it's like three empty beats. And we worked it out so that, like, we had markers on for our feet. And, like, on the first beat, I would duck down. I was in the middle with the mandolin. And then on the second beat, the banjo player on the right would swung the banjo and knocked a corncob pipe out of the mouth of the guitar player, right? And then on the fourth beat, I'd pop up, we'd start playing again. That was like, you know. So we're playing, and like I said, oh, I did say that wolf thumping was a euphemism for copulation.
Okay.
And this girl back there, wolf thumpers, this girl kept on going. And anyway, so like, I duck down, the banjo swings, the pipe flies in the air, and the matron of the whole place was like hating us. She was looking at us with this like looks that good, like this rage filled, and the pipe flies in the air and she hits her smack in the forehead. And everyone gasps. And the guy on my right and left, they both fall on the floor, convulsively laughing. And I'm you know, the show must go on, so I'm like chewing on my tongue to keep from laughing until blood is coming out of my mouth, and I'm kicking these guys in the and they managed to like get up before. Anyway, that was my, I realized that, you know, like I've discovered my destiny.
Yeah, right. I mean, this guy was smoking a corncob pipe on stage while he was playing?
No, he wasn't smoking. It was a prop.
Oh, it was a prop. Okay.
Like an empty unlit pipe. Yeah, just hit me. It was like, you know, like you know, hit the pipe, you know, like on the beat, you know. We hadn't even considered, like then what will happen, you know.
Yeah, right.
It would go on, but it was like, and of course, like she thought it was on. You did that on purpose. I mean, can you imagine the skill involved that would be necessary to like hit right in the forehead, you know, bang. And we were supposed to get like $35
for
this, and she only would give us 20 because
she got hit mad with the pipe.
That's
great, Peter. Look, we're at the end of the first hour of the January 21st, 2021 edition of Why Peter Show. Special guest, Peter Stanfill. Hold tight for hour two. January 21, 2021 is the second hour of the Why Peter Show.
When life seems full, clouds and rain, full of numbness and pain. Who soothes my thumping, bumping brain? Nobody. When winter comes, and snow and sleet, and me with hunger and cold feet. Who says, here's 25 cents, go on, get something to eat, why don't you? Nobody. I ain't never done nothing to nobody. I ain't never got nothing from nobody. No time. So till I get something from somebody. Railroad wreck, I thought I'd cash in my last check. Who took the engine off of my neck? Nobody. One day things were looking bright. I started to whittle on a stick one night. Who said, watch it, man, that's dynamite? Not a soul. Ha ha! I never got nothing. No, nobody. nobody, no time. So till I get something from somebody sometime, I ain't never doing nothing for nobody, no time.
More than a stone's throw, let that light here. You were already half long gone. I was standing right about here. Now you come back around, but a chasm has opened in the earth. Our old favorite place was swallowed up. I don't know what anything is worth. I wrote you a letter on a leaf blowing in the wind. You took your hammer and chisel and carved a reply in stone. You took a bass drum mallet to a pile of violins, while I played pizzicato on a slide trombone. You put the script in the shredder and the poet in his grave. Even the silver-tongued devils had a loss for words. I'm trying to keep my eye on a single pair of wings in the swirling center of a flock of birds. I took the phone to the 13th floor. I tried to call in sick, but a voice on the line said the boss was dead. Later I was told of a dying word. It seems it whispered your name as it lay on his deathbed. Now I look over my shoulder while I'm bouncing off the walls, sleeping on the ceiling and falling up the stairs. At all the places where our paths used to cross, they put up signs saying close for repairs. I've shivered and sweated and cried in the midnight hour. I've seen the sunrise lonely, seen it go down lonely too. I used to pray to forget you, then pray for your return. Now that we're face to face, I don't know who from who. But I see you're getting that far away look in your teeth. But you can put away your maps and your traveler's guide. There's nowhere left to go if we gotta go from here. So let's just stay put and wait around for the next landslide. For the next landslide.
in my reverie, I can see that this love was meant for me. Only a poor fool, never schooled in the whirlpool of romance, can be so cruel as you argue me. My dreams are as worthless as tin to me without you. Life would never begin to be. So love me as I love you in my reverie. Make my dreams a reality. Let's dispense with formality. Come to me in my reverie. In my reverie, I can see that this love was meant to be. Only a poor fool, never schooled in a whirlpool of romance, could be so cruel as you are to me. My dreams are as worthless as tin to me. Without you, life would never begin to be. So love me as I love you in my reverie. Make my dreams a reality. Let's dispense with formality. Come to me in our reverie. Come on to me in my reverie.
For Pedro show, we started the second hour off. Peter Stanfield doing Nobody. Then we had Sam Bennett from Tokyo doing Back Around. Scott H. Burham, Drunk Like Me. Jerome Parker Wells from St. Louis with Shard. Say It Was Soul from Dr. Herman Green out of Memphis. We lost Dr. Green last November. Beautiful man. And finally, My Reverie by Peter Stanfield.
Huh. Great song.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. Tell me about this project, Peter. 101 songs?
100.
Oh, just 100, sorry.
Yeah, I got the idea in 2002, when I was under the influence of weed. And I suddenly thought, hey, what if I recorded a song for every year of the 20th century? And I thought, I like that idea. And so 18 years later, here it is. It was like, there's a number of reasons it took so long, but I don't know whether they're even relevant, but I hooked up with Mark Bingham, one of my closest friends who I'd previously done a couple of albums with. And he's an absolutely genius producer, engineer, composer, guitar player, true Renaissance, amazing guy, who I met him in 75. Actually, I met him, but didn't meet him in 75.
What's that mean? Oh, you didn't know you met him earlier.
Right. In 1968, he was an 18-year-old intern for Elektra Records, and the Holy Motor Rounders were recording the Moray Eels album, And he, at 18, had sent Elektra a tape of music he had composed and recorded. And so they had him come out and be an intern. So he was the guy, he was this kid sitting with the microphones, and I was totally stoned on speed and kind of oblivious and didn't notice him. But then we actually met 7 years later in 1975 and have been close friends ever since. So without Mark, this never would have happened. Mark, like, wrote her up, like, he produced, he arranged, he recorded, he, you know, did all the heavy lifting.
Right. Mark Bingham. So you met him. He was actually an assistant for a session at Holy Modal Rounders.
Okay. Exactly.
Okay. I'm curious about the process of writing the tunes. What did you look through, a history book? I mean, you wanted to do one for every year, right?
Yeah. Well, a lot of the songs I knew, and they were kind of like automatic, like Long Ago and Far Away, absolutely. No question, it had to be 1944. And Nobody from 06, I mean, that was like a given. Ragtime Cowboy Joe from 1912, like, it starts out out in Arizona where the bad men are, and back then, like, all the bad men in the West actually ended up in Arizona because it was still a territory.
Right.
And so that's actually where all the bad men were in Arizona. Anyway, and Along Comes Mary had to be 1966. You know, Waterloo Sunset had to be 1967. So a lot of them were kind of like, like no-brainers, as they say. And then I started doing research to get specific songs for, like, because a lot of songs, I didn't know what year they were, you know.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
And the hard part was 80s and 90s. I had about half the songs of 80s and 90s picked up from, like, stuff I heard on the radio, like Swingin', You Take Me Up, and The Way, were ones that I, you know, had heard and knew. But I had a lot of gaps in the 80s and 90s because that's when I stopped listening to pop radio a lot.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I want to play one here. My Heart Stood Still.
Oh, isn't that a great song?
I love it.
I took one look at you. That's all I meant to do. And then my heart stood still. My feet could step and walk. My lips could move and talk. And yet my heart stood still. Though not a single word was spoken, I could tell you knew. That unfelt clasp of hands told me so well you knew. I never lived at all until the thrill of that moment when my heart stood still. Though not a single word was spoken, I could tell you knew. That unfelt clasp of hands told me so well you knew. I never lived at all until the thrill of that moment when
stood still.
My son is a zookeeper in Boise, the Boise Zoo, Boise, Idaho. He just came back from Kenya. A lot of the guys who went on that trip with him were zookeepers, too. They went to a place where the apes were. I gave him extra money. It's a special place. So he went there, and I gave him money for 2 days in case it rained. Well, the first day, he was there that night. An ape came walking right straight up to him, touched him on the shoulder, and walked away. The guy said to him, "She wants to have sex. And you don't play around with those gorillas. They're more than 300 pounds. He was so surprised, and all the zookeepers were laughing at him. See, she wanted sex. She picked him out from the whole group. He's got quite a job.
for the silver lining. Whenever a cloud appears in the blue, remember somewhere the sun is shining. And so the right thing to do is make it shine for you, a heart full of joy and gladness will always banish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining. Try to find the sunny side of life. Look for the silver lining. Whenever a cloud appears in the blue, remember somewhere the sun is shining. So the right thing to do is make it shine for you, a heart full of joy and gladness will always banish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining. Try to find the sunny side of life. And try to find the sunny side of life.
Watt for Pedro Show. Start that chunk of music with Peter Stanford with My Heart Stood Still. Then we had David Greenberger and Paul Seabart, Tomorrow Sound, doing The Chosen One. Sam Locke Ward with In the Quiet Men with Believe. Beckoning from A Snowball's Chance in Hell. Botanist with Mandrake Legion, Mandragora 5. It's the Sleep Party People, the edit of Evening Has an End. I had to do an edit, people, because they put a fucking 3-4 minute gap in the middle. So I thought people thought I went off the air, so I did a little edit. And then finally, Peter Stanford, Look for the Silver Lining. What made you pick that one, Peter?
I adore that song. I love it. Hildegard was the person who sang it. Who's from Milwaukee as well, West Ellis, I believe. And she had a radio program on the 50s, in the 40s rather. And that was her theme song. And she used to sing it, you know, like that was her theme song. And I didn't realize it was a Jerome Kern song. Like, I think about 6 of the 100 songs are Jerome Kern songs.
Oh, wow. Well, he was a great songwriter. And, you know, there's such an optimism to that song. Maybe that's why she used it for a theme song.
I'm a fool for optimism.
Yeah, that's okay. I think that's okay.
And it's so, I mean, like it is so heartbreakingly depicted there. I mean, considering considering how hard the world can be.
Yes, absolutely.
Those old, you know, early 20th century, sunny bright songs, you know, Sunny Disposition, you know that one,
sure,
right?
Sure.
Yeah. That's of course kind of a silly optimistic song, but like, yeah. Anyway, why did I pick it? My point is that I think all these drum kern songs, and most of them, I didn't realize it was a drum kern song.
Okay. You only knew the song. You didn't know the writer.
Right, right. Oh, that's him. Oh, my God. You know?
Well, there must be something about what he does that you like.
I believe that he, my personal take is that he kickstarted the Great American Songbook with, They Didn't Believe Me.
Yeah. 1914.
It's been described as the first jazz-influenced pop composition ever.
Oh, wow.
And it was a real, I mean, like, the song could have been written. Did you see the, did you have a chance to look at my overview for the 20th century?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, like I mentioned, what I call the time slide, by which I mean, I got a song, and most songs are, of course, obviously from their period. But some songs could have been written, like, for instance, They Didn't Believe Me could have been written in the 20s or even up to 1930.
Yeah.
I know
what you mean. They're transcendent. They're not stuck in a topical kind of...
Well, I mean, structurally speaking, because of their construction, you know, like some songs are kind of like very period specific. Like they go my most extreme time slide example was, you know, the Lemon Twigs.
Sure.
Yeah. They're these kids in their 20s from Long Island, and their songs, many of them, sound very actually, a little aside here. I've been listening to a lot of. I finally started listening to Spotify, and I've been listening to a lot of so-called indie music, and I find that contemporary indie bands have some things in common. One, a lot of multi-voice, beautiful, beautiful harmony and background vocals. And also a lot of indie bands sound kind of like late period Beach Boys / Fleetwood Mac. And the Lemon Twigs specifically, a lot of their songs sound like they could have been written in 1969. And of course, they're contemporary. So, like, that's the longest slide that I've found so far.
Well, that's one of the great things about music, really, Peter. It can transcend time and situation. Look, we're at the end of the second hour, January 21, 2021 edition. Wap Pedro, so special guest, Peter Stanfill. Hold tight for hour three. January 21, 2021. It's the third hour of the Lot from Pedro show.
Just one look, and then I
long ago was you.
Shoes on my feet, I ain't no hero. My luck is all lost at a horrible cost, and I'm down, held to ground, and viewed as unsound. And I gotta say, I'm the happiest man in the world. When you ain't got nothing, they ain't got nothing they can take away. Got all the time in the world to check out this score to stay. Ain't got no cell phone, bill collectors, leave me alone. Ain't got no unaffordable mortgage or no unaffordable home. And I gotta say, I'm the happiest man in the world. Well, look at my friends, they are all like jewels, I'm rich. Some people get power, they act like fools, I never switch. Sitting on a park bench, loving the sun. Ain't got a nickel, but it sure is fun. And I gotta say, I'm the heaviest man in the world. Well, I went to the ATM when I awoke, almost choked when it spoke, said you are broke, financially depleted, your money is deleted, like your hairline, it has receded. It continued to speak, it said it's bleak, your troubles are big, but it offered a solution, a bit of restitution. This ATM was a machine with the means, spilling the beans to pay for my dreams. I said, you're giving me chills, spit out the bills. I need a tower of gold, the contents of the king's billfold. I need the treasure in a pirate's hold. I need cash, hard and cold. I'm insatiable from what I've been told. I need the profits of a corporation sold. And if I can be so bold, with Wall Street stolen, enough dough to buy rolls and hand-tailored clothes and mansions and islands that I have chose. And I don't want to die. I want my body to be froze. Security that'll never doze. Live sculpture in a perpetual pose. I want to be bathed in velvet from my head to my toes. I want my teeth capped in gold. So when the light goes out, my head it glows. No sooner had I spoken than that ATM spit out a bus token. Said, here's the situation. You'll be taking public transportation. I was incredulous. This is an insult off the charts. I said, what do I look like? Cinderella, the Walmart? I felt like a clown as I drove through the town in the bus in the back. Thought I had riches, but I didn't have Jack. I in the street, trying to comprehend my defeat. And who did I spy with my little eye? But Sheena, with a new life complete. See, she had done time for a serious crime, but after her incarceration, she had given her life a new interpretation by ringing the bell for the salvation of souls. And when they hear the bell toll, they know they are in receipt of a place to eat and a place to warm their feet. I said, look at my friend Sheena. Ain't she an angel? Righteously sweet. Her life could have been for naught. Her resurrection was hard fought. And here comes Bobby. He's off the pipe. He should have been dead, we all thought. He was up to his neck. He was a wreck. But he kept it in check with a sense of humor. He had us laughing at his antics, even through a tumor. And I hope he hangs on to his health, because roaring in his glorious stories adds to my wealth. And there's Jennifer. She's working, clerking. She's also on the pole. Got the young boys jerking. Now that's no judgment berserking. Homelessness was lurking. She got a special needs child, so she does it all with a smile, bordering on smirking. I think it's safe to say I had an epiphany that day. Look at all my friends, barely employed, maintaining their integrity, not null and void, inspirational, conversational. These are the things that I've enjoyed. I've seen beggars with the stature of kings. I've seen homeless sharing as if they had wings, and other things like patience on death's door, smiling more, not knowing what's in store. I saw it with clarity, charity, and it humbled me galore. And I went back to that ATM again and requested an encore, because sometimes you gotta open up your eyes and see what life is truly for. And that ATM didn't gloat, said, aw, you ain't really broke. You're rich as a king. You just ain't got no money. That's the thing. The more stuff you got, the more stuff you got, it'll break. Put down that cell phone, talk to me face to face. Well, I'm checking out people, loving their ways. Ain't been broke in all of my days. And I gotta say, I'm the happiest man in the world. And I gotta say, I'm the happiest man in the world. And I gotta say, I'm the happiest man in the world.
Thank you.
Laura's birth was human, but a horse was in her mind. She couldn't be a girl too well, a horse was more her kind. You'd find her in the paddock at any time at all. And so they finally moved her in and put her in a stall. She had a friendly stable boy and lots of things to eat, and sometimes lumps of sugar as a special Sunday treat. But the questions of the neighbors made her parents feel ashamed. There was fighting in the family, and everyone got blamed. Everybody needs a dream, not many get to live one. Dreams are seldom what they seem, so how much credence should you give one? So they found a fancy doctor, they paid a fancy fee, and Laura nearly died from her enforced humanity. But another doctor saw her, he soon had it arranged to move her to a stable where her parents never came. And there she lives quite happily, the stable fills her days. She dreams about her colthood while munching on her hay. But sometimes in her daydreams, there's a green unending road, and a silver cowboy rider, and a saddle made of gold. Everybody needs a dream, not many get to live one. Dreams are seldom what they seem, so how much credence should you give one? Everybody needs a dream, not many get to live one. Dreams are seldom what they seem, so how much credence should you give one?
Watt for Pedro Show. We started off the third hour with Long Ago and Far Away. Peter Stanfill, probably one of the most beautiful songs ever written, right, Peter?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Then we had Hammer on Trial with Happiest Man in the World, Parallel Pires, Highway Molem, and Laura the Horse from Peter. So what made you choose Laura the Horse?
For one thing, I needed songs from, like I say, the 80s and 90s, and I've been thinking about, I've considered putting one of my songs in there, because I can.
That's right, because you can.
And also, that's it's a phenomenally brilliant song. It's absolutely like the words by my ex-partner, collaborator, Lover Antonia, we lived together for about 16 years and did lots of music together. And I really felt that she definitely belonged in the 20th century.
Right, right. But Peter, did you ever have the dilemma that you had two songs in the same year and you had to choose one?
Do you have any? Did I mention an example?
No, but I'm wondering. It's my curious mind. I'm wondering, did you ever have a, kind of a dilemma like, wow, I got two songs from 1932 I really like, but I can only have one?
I can't give you a specific example, but actually, I can. 1998, I picked The Way, I considered Other Side by, the guys that used to play naked a lot. I'm blocking the name of the band. Oh, Lordy, am I
with the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Yes.
Yeah, Flea's an old friend of mine.
Okay.
You know, us bass players, yeah. So, well, they're not completely naked. They would wear a sock over their dick.
I know, yeah, of course.
So, what about the songs before you were born?
Well, I remember songs from my childhood, you know. Like I say, when I was 2 years old, I was singing to my mommy on the potty. I would sing American Patrol, a march that some pig out of words are put to. We must... my voice is kind of screwed right now. We must be vigilant. We must be diligent. American Patrol.
Yeah.
For the army, let that be our goal.
Yeah.
I sing the Marines hymn for the Home of Montezuma.
Sure.
And, you know, the war was on, you know.
Sure.
Anyway, I would hear songs on the radio, and I didn't realize that a lot of them were actually older songs. Like right now, I'm singing "Garden in the Rain." You know that one, which is sure. "Garden in the Rain." Sure. Yeah, amazingly beautiful song. And I thought it was contemporary when I heard it in the 40s, but actually, it's from the 20s. So I heard all these, you know, Great American Songbook and pre-Great American Songbook songs, you know, as a child. And I remembered them, you know. I mean, I remember jingles. You know, like I wrote down all the jingles I remember. And there's like 50 or 60 of them, you know.
Wow.
I've recorded a bunch, which I want to release someday.
Yeah.
So I heard these songs, remembered them, and then in 1970, there's these two main fake books that were the first fake books. They each had 1,000 songs, and they were like 3 songs per page, so they didn't have the intros, but they were used by, like, piano bar guys. There'd be a request, and so he turned to, I can play that, but here we go, you know, page 49, you know.
Right.
So me and Antonia went through both these books, 2,000 songs total, looking at the songs that we liked as children. And in every case, it was a damn good song. I mean, like I got to say that my taste, my musical taste, I was born with impeccable musical taste. I just acknowledge it there.
I want to play Concrete and Clay.
Ooh, yeah.
You to me, as sweet as roses in the morning. You to me, as soft as summer in the dawn. In love we shared, that's something rare. The sidewalks and the streets, the concrete and the clay beneath my feet begins to crumble. But love will never die, because we'll see the mountains crumble before we say goodbye. My love and I shall be in love eternally. That's the way it's meant to be. All around I see the purple shades of evening, and on the ground the shadows fall, and once again you're in my arms so tenderly. The sidewalks and the streets, the concrete and the clay beneath my feet begins to crumble. But love will never die, because we'll see the mountains crumble before we say goodbye. My love and I shall be in love eternally. That's the way it's meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
street. The concrete and the clay beneath my feet begins to crumble. But love will never die, because we'll see the mountains crumble before we say goodbye. My love and I shall be in love eternally. That's the way it's meant to be. That's the way it's meant to be. That's the way. The way it's meant to be. That's the way. The way it's meant to be.
Thank you. Thank you. gonna come home? When are you going to land? Should have stayed on the farm. I should have listened to my old man. You know you can't hold me forever. I didn't sign up with you. I'm not a present for your friends to open his boys to young to be singing the blues. Howl. You laugh at me in your penthouse. I'm going back to my plow. Back to the howling owl in the woods, chasing the lowly black toad. I finally found my future lies beyond the yellow brick road. Going to do then? You say, we'll shoot down your plane. Good to see you. I got all the vodka and tonics just to set you on your feet again. Maybe you'll find a replacement. There's plenty like me to be found. Mongrels who ain't got a penny, howling for handouts from you on the ground.
For Pedro, it's your last music for this edition. Concrete and Clay, Peter Stanfill. This is the first of the stuff of his Big Hunter song collection that came from overseas, from England, UK. Once Upon a Time in the West, main theme, the slow shred facsimile version from Thrust Guitarstra. That's Brother Phil up in Mem. Kofid Defiance from Zenochronic AMM All-Stars with Watt on bass. Dawn of the Double, part 3 of 4, Emmett Kelly and Jim White. And finally, Peter Stanfill doing Elton Wan's song, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Great song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess Bertie Taupin wrote the words. Yeah, because now that's probably from the 70s, right?
72.
72. Okay.
72. That was another automatic song. Like I knew that one had to be, you know, the 1972 song. Oh, you know Taylor Mac, of course, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He did a similar but much more ambitious project. He did actually a song from every year from, like, I think 1781. And, actually, when it came to the 20th century, he used his own compositions for the 21st century. But, there's actually 4 songs that we both chose. Take Me Out to the Ball Game, Sweet Mystery of Life from 1910, which is another one that was an automatic one that I knew I was going to do. I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles, early 20s, and Goodbye Yellow Brick Road from 1972.
Okay. I'm forever blowing bubbles. That's a great song.
Yeah, yeah.
So when does this record come out, Peter?
Tomorrow, I think.
Tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a five CD set with an 88-page booklet that has all the liner notes, all the individual song notes, and online only.
Okay.
Is my overview of the 20th century, which I'm hoping to make interactive, as well as the like the notes that are in the booklet will be online as well, and I'm trying to set it up so that people can make comments, you know, because I'm inspired by threads. Threads are a new literary form, you know.
Sure.
And do you know who is the? Of course you know because you read the notes. But I found out that I wanted to find out like where Threads started, and my guess was with the Well, you know, the first online interactive group.
Right, the Well.
Yeah, in 1985, and I didn't realize that the Well was like co-invented by Stuart Brand, the Holder's catalog guy. So the Stuart Brand is actually the co-father of the Thread,
which is so cool. That is trippy. So you say you got a website for this?
Yeah, it'll be online, and like I'm asking the record company whether the online notes and overview could be freely available, like the album set with the booklet and the five CDs is retailing for $60, streaming only is $40, and I'm asking the company whether the online only notes and overview could be a freebie, which I feel would be kind of like, a good promotional item, as well as the fact that I would like, I'm hoping for a large degree of audience participation. I discovered when I went on Facebook in 2010, and one of my first discoveries, which made me love Facebook, despite all its flaws, I know about all its flaws, was I would mention a song, and then people would make comments about the song, which I didn't know, which were really interesting. Like I mentioned, what did I mention? I mentioned Chantilly Lace by the Big Bopper.
Chantilly Lace, yeah.
Yeah, somebody pointed out that honk, 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 the country singer George, the guy that did White Lightning, what the hell is his name? George Jones, is it?
George Jones.
Yeah. Like,
I'll get over you when the grass grows over me. The Grand Tour, a lot of classic songs he wrote.
Yeah, like I didn't realize that the Big Bopper, I think his name is Richardson. I think he wrote White Lightning. He actually wrote George Jones' first hit. And like someone mentioned on a thread, that George Jones was one of the background singers for Running Bear, which the Big Bopper wrote also.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. An example.
Another big hit of his was He Stopped Loving Her Today.
Pardon?
George Jones had a huge hit with He Stopped Loving Her Today.
Yeah.
Really sad song.
What a voice.
Yeah.
I mean,
he got arrested on a lawnmower for drunk driving.
Yeah. He had a big booze problem.
A little bit.
In his latter days, the guitar player would, he couldn't remember the words, so like the guitar player would be next to him, and he would be whispering the words to all the songs that he was here so he could sing them. Because he was, you know, like...
Borracho.
damaged.
Peter, it's been a big honor to have you on the show. Man, I can't wait till the record comes out and people start listening and talking about it. So, but I don't know the website, so people just use the search engines and look for Peter Stanfill.
Louisiana Red Hot Records. Look for Louisiana Red Hot Records.
Okay.
And that's the place.
Okay.
Those are the people.
Okay, so we'll go look there. And like you said, let's get some threads going. Let's get some threads going. Thank you so much for being on the show, Peter. Truly an honor. Beautiful.
Oh, great talking to you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. People, it's been January 21st, 2021 edition of Waffle Peter's Show. Keep your powder dry.